This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Yes, oh yes, uyingcwele amandla, Joy of Cape Town, ingoma emnandi kakhulu ke apho, esifumana ke pha kwi Joy of Cape Town, Radio Care Pulpit, 7 to 9 AM, xa ixesha lethu ngoku, imizuzu ilishumi elinesine elinesiqingatha, ibethile intsimbi, yes, sixhenxe, 14 and a half minutes past 7, usaphulaphuleke iRadio Care Pulpit, isikhululo esingunqa phambile, it's all about Christ, it's all about Christ. We are preaching and the word of God, you know, it's all about gospel of Jesus Christ 24/7. And sisasaza ke bethunana silapha ke Cape Town kwindawo ekuthiwa kuse Tiger Valley. Bendichilo ke mphulaphule ke ndathi ke wena umuntu ulapha ekhaya ufuna uba yinxalenye, or you want to participate in this program, please WhatsApp us pa ku 0817291657. All right, lixesha le devotion early, 15 minutes past 7. Ukanti ke apha emnxebeni, we've got our doctor, Dr. BB Petla or Petla, but ke nguye ke ozawusixela ukuthi ungubani after egqibile ukwenza i-devotion yakhe. Masimamkele ke enkubeni, molo ekhaya.
Good evening. Thank you for inviting me.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, and how are you? And hello to your listeners.
Thank you so much. By His grace, we are still standing, and I hope you're gonna, you know, empower and revive abaphulaphuli be Radio K Pulpit, even the woman of South Africa. Can you just go straight to a word of God, and then after we have done yonke into uThixo ayibekileyo kuwe, and then we will know ukuthi who is Dr. BB Petla.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. This month is Women's Month. It's National Women's Month, but I would like to focus and glorify the God of all seasons without undermining women, but putting all of creation at this point, because that one doesn't need a specific month or season. And it gives us the burden and the responsibility to pull together, because everything starts with the men and the women. Today, I would like to focus on your pain, on your pain.
Okay.
Everyone at different points, if not all the time, is going through some sort of pain. Sometimes you know the cause of your pain, sometimes you're not aware. It can be emotional pain, it can be physical pain, just psychological pain, but pain is pain. Especially for those pains, the source of pains that we are not aware of, there would usually be more of, the source would be more of generational curses or burdens, whatever way that you want to use. It's a real thing where you could have experienced trauma as a child, or your own parents could have experienced trauma before you were even born. But by the virtue of the DNA, you experience similar problems or challenges that move from generation to generation. Now, that is the worst source of pain. But the good thing is that God can reveal all things for those that seek to know, for those that seek for solutions, for those that trust what He says about their life. Things can change at any point. You can cut patterns that you notice in the family. Sometimes we take it for granted. We think we are just like this at home. That's how we grew up. Even my grandfather was like this. But if there's anything that you notice that, even though it's been moving from generation to generation, but it's not life-giving, it is not your portion to live with, you have to ask God and release yourself from that, because for as long as you embrace it, you live with it, it causes you pain, and unfortunately, you're also going to cause other people pain. Because there's no person in their right mind who would intentionally cause somebody pain.
Oh, yes.
So that is the reason for the abuse that is happening everywhere, from mother to children, father to children, men to women, women to women, in the business world. Anyway, any form of abuse is a sign of spiritual pain. That is the most intense pain. The reason we need to acknowledge our pain, recognize, the first thing is we need to recognize the pain and acknowledge it, because until you acknowledge your pain, nothing is going to change. Acknowledge that you are feeling pain and what the pain is doing to you, what the pain is making you do to the people in your life, nothing will change. And keeping in mind that it is only God who comes from. There is no one who is holding your destiny. No magic pill. There is no shortcut, because the solution is only the Creator. So there's no one who can promise you that they will relieve you of your pain until you go back to the one who has created you. And you go in agreement with him and say, God, show me why you created me. Remind me why you created me. There must be a reason why you created me. Did not create me for pain. And I choose to live in alignment with your vision for my life, not with the circumstances of my life. And again, another encouraging thing what God says to us is that his yoke is light. And you know that definitely he is the only one who can give us light yoke. But for us as people of the world, the yokes we give to each other are always conditional, they're always heavy, and you can never fulfill them. So it is only when you go back to God who will give you a light yoke, keeping in mind he knows how much you can take. He knows what you're supposed to do. He knows where you're supposed to go. He is the only one who can actually bring you back and center you and give you a future and get you out of the pain, so that it doesn't happen beyond you. So now what does it mean? What can you do? So what you need to do then is we need to go back to our base and do the basics.
Oh, yes.
So now where is our base and what are the basics? So now God says in Matthew 6, verse 33, he says, instead, be concerned above everything else with the kingdom of God and with what he requires of you. And he will provide you with all these things. So do not worry about tomorrow. It will have enough worries of its own. There is no need to add to the troubles each day brings. That is God's way of telling us what is the basic. What are the basics that we need to be focusing on? So the basics is we need to go back to him and seek his kingdom and his righteousness, because he is actually the only one who can define us so that we know who we are. Not to define ourselves according to where we find ourselves due to, according to what people say about us, what we think we can do, what we can't do. Now, he is the only one who knows who we are. And we get lost along the way. We forget that there's somebody who created us, and no one else can define us except for the one who's created us. He created us in his image, and that's why, if you notice, that we don't look alike, but he says we are in his image. What is his image that makes us alike, even though when you look at each other, we are not the same? It is his spirit. It is his nature, which exists in all of us. So now, just understanding that will allow us to stop the torture that we go through in our hearts and our minds and our bodies. Every single day, wondering what is, because if you think about it, we have so many questions all the time, and we're going everywhere because we're trying to find that one answer: who am I? And unfortunately, for those that are sitting on the other side waiting, for those of us who don't know who we are, they will define us.
Oh my God.
And it won't go so well. So let's go back to God. He says we are of his nature. So we need to be learning what is his nature and stick to his nature. And then, because he created us, he has already defined our purpose. So our purpose on this earth as men is to be able to provide and protect our families. And the purpose for a woman in this world is to nurture the family, the husband, and the children. And what that means is if the man does not commit to his own purpose of making sure that there's provision and protection, automatically that's going to be another source of pain for the family and for the children. And the trauma that the children will suffer from there, they will carry with it into their adulthood, and they're going to cause more trauma into the future. So most of us as adults, we're going through so much torment, and only to find that you just lack a presence of a father. You lack a presence of your loving mother. So those things, the reason they are so impactful is because that's how God created it. That's why it can create such a big gap in our lives. So if we can go back to the basics, everything is going to fall into place. And the miracles that we keep praying for, they will not happen because God is not moved by our tears and prayers, long prayers, but we are not doing the basics.
Yes,
there
yes, ma'am.
There is something about fulfilling your purpose. Your purpose is not somewhere sitting in a book. It's not somewhere sitting in a seminar. Your purpose was defined from your day of birth. Men, go back to honoring, taking care of your families. That is the ultimate success for a man. Women, go back and be proud to be homemakers.
Awesome.
It's not a problem if you're intelligent, if you can make money, if you're independent. But unfortunately, as long as you're moving from your base, you can shine out there, but your light will be dimmed inside here. So with that, I just want to encourage all of us to say, let's stick to the basics. Even though we think things are changing, nothing is really new to this world. God has defined his creation and the purpose for his creation, and it will not change just because we think things are changing. In Ephesians, he even says how foolish it is for us to keep on saying things are changing. He says nothing is new. So let's be encouraged and do the basics. Because when you do the basics, then God will show up. And until we do what we're supposed to do, we can keep on praying, we can keep on hoping and paying people to do miracles and magic, nothing will work. But when we go back to God, it's going to be amazing how we see things changing in our favor.
Amen.
And we're not going to lose value, but we're actually going to increase in value because value is not given by people. You are given that by God. I would like to close in prayer. I'm going to read from Matthew 6 again.
Amen.
From verse 7. It's a teaching about prayer. It says, when you pray, do not use a lot of meaningless words.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Who think that God will hear them because their prayers are long. Do not be like them. Your Father already knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, may your holy name be honored.
Lord.
May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need. Forgive us the wrongs we have done, as we forgive the wrongs that others have done to us. Do not bring us to hard testing, but keep us safe from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for this moment.
Amen. Amen. All right. Sikwazi, Sizekuwe again, we want to know you more. But before, let's do this thing.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.